Blog Talk Radio.
So wonderful, my eye you are. So wonderful, almighty eye. So wonderful, my eye you are. So wonderful.
Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. I'm your brother, Ariel, here once again with Ibrit culture, Hebrew culture that is, bringing by the way of Kol Elohim here out of Baltimore, Maryland, coming from the house of Yahweh. That's Yahweh. The house of Yahweh here in Baltimore, Maryland. I would love it if someone can send me a thumbs up, let me know I'm sounding well. Before I get into all the talking and everything, I really want to open up with a prayer and do the benediction. That way I can get into the lesson tonight. But I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah, once again, for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Father. Abba Yah, I thank you for allowing those who take part of it to walk in it, Father, and to rest their burdens, Father, to put down whatever this world had laid upon them in these last 6 days, Father, that we toiled to get to this seventh day, Father, that you have blessed and set apart, Father. So I ask and pray and thank you for that, Father, for allowing us to come and allowing us to come and just rest and hear your word, Father, to hear you, Father, to remove the noise that clogs our mind day to day, Father. Remove the noise that bogs us down in this world. Remove having to go to work. Remove just taking care of bills. This everyday life, Father, you gave us a space of time to remove all that from off our plate for 24 hours. We thank you for that, Abia. Abia, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way, mentally, physically, spiritually. Father, that you touch them, Father, that you heal them, Father, that you remind them that there's a sword that's inside them, Father, that they can pull that sword out and fight back, Father, that they can fight alongside you, Father, that they can move towards your holy mountain, Father, in boldness, Father. They come towards your throne in boldness, Father, that they speak, Father, with a bold heart, Father, and a bold mind, Father, that they can remove any unclean spirit that come upon them, Father. All of us, Abba Yah, give us that reminder, Father, at all times, Father, because sometimes we forget in this world, Abba. This world overcomes us, and we forget that we have the sword of your word, Father, that we have your son living within us, Father. So I ask and pray for all of us, Father, that you continue to remind us who we are and continue to keep us on that straight and narrow path. Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. So are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Shalom once again, family. We're here with the fourth installment of All Knowledge Comes from Yahweh. All knowledge comes from Yahweh. We had a couple of lessons to give a brief overview that the last one was the proof is in creation, you know, and going through the Book of Wisdom, how Abba talked about his creation and everything that he created, and, you know, that you could see him within that. And today we'll be talking about the proof is in you. The proof you is in us. You know, and always I just, Abby, I allow me to talk about my experiences. And again, family, today will be open. He's open. You know, it's call in if you can. And here's the thought that Abba Yah was giving me behind that before I get into the lesson is we all have something to say, either good or bad, about how Abba is directing your life. Whoever it is, good or bad, call in and talk about it. Call in, open up. The floor is open. Rabbi Yaki Al is standing by to take anybody who wants to call. And whether you want to give a testimony how Abba Yah is using you, or you want to give a testimony on how Abba Yah brought you through something, whether you want to give a testimony how these demons are fighting you and how you're holding on by the friends of Yahushua. And if it wasn't for that one piece of string, you will be flowing down the river. You know, whatever it is, and especially my brothers who just came from the mountain. I'm quite sure they have a lot of excitement that Abba Yah has showed them and just testimonies that they may want to get out and may want to talk about. You know, and Abba Yah has given us a platform today if we want that, not just the brothers, sisters, children, anybody who want anything to say to Abba Yah. He's here. He's here. He's listening. If you want to say anything good, anything bad, you know, and especially one thing that we will know and do know, once you go and you seclude yourself to Abba Yah, two things are going to happen in your life. One, he's going to show you some beautiful things, and you're going to go out in the world and you're going to share those things because what he showed you. He said, what I tell you in secret, you go out on the rooftop and you shout it out. On the rooftop, you let the world know the goodness of Abba Yah. You allow them to feel or want someone to feel what you are feeling. Father. Or Yahushua got finished praying for 40 days and 40 nights. What happened? That old serpent came and touched him. So one or two things will happen. Either you're going to be rejuvenated, or the Hallel, all depends on the information that you took in and what he's seeing that Abiyah is trying to do with you, coming at you with the house and the kitchen sink, everything he's coming at you, one way or another. Because when Yahushua was up there after 40 days and 40 nights, it ain't like he was able to just walk on down the mountain and say, I know. It's that Satan came to tempt him immediately afterwards. That's another thought that Abiyah, he wanted to keep us in front. We're actually living the book. When the scripture, he said the proof is in you, the proof is in you that you are living the book, that you are a living vessel that houses the Spirit of Yahweh. You are a living vessel that houses the Spirit of Yahweh. So he's coming one way or another. He is coming. Soda Aki. He's coming to fight against us. Or we're going to be so rejuvenated, so happy with that word, we're going to want to share it with someone. And just given the experience, and I think the way Abiyah allows me to share his word. And it gives me so much joy to sit and talk to you. I've talked to so many different people this week. It gives me so much joy to talk to people about his word. I mean, it's amazing the different conversations that you have. And majority of the time, some people may know I'm talking biblical. Some people may not know I'm talking biblical. You know, that's how Abba moves. He moves on us like that, that we are able to use his word in a multiplicity of ways, right? That he said he will make us fisher of men. And it ain't always going to be book, chapter, and verse. It may be just plain old life that you're talking about, plain old life. And I got a chance to, new young Muslim sister, you know, she in there, she veiled all the way from top to bottom. And it's funny how I see it, all the look that she get, all the indignant look that she get. And I just try to encourage her, say, sister, that's strength what you're doing. And although, you know, she may not be serving Yahweh, but one day Yahweh will bring her his way, or maybe not. Who knows? But I just thought about our sisters when they was veiling all the time and constantly, and how the world would give them dirty looks. And here it is, you got majority of these people coming in, and they happy holiday season. So you believe they're in a spiritual mindset. You think they're in a spiritual mindset, but 9 times of 10, they not. And they get at sister such dirty looks, and she just stand there. She stand there, and she just smile, and she's polite, and even have to push some of the people who give her dirty looks. She says she belongs behind the front desk. It's like, they ain't put me back there, because I don't think the hospital want me back there, because, you know, people coming up to me, and I'm looking like a ninja. Right? She even had humor with it, right? So I laugh, and people ain't going be welcome to her. And that's crazy because she's covered. She's not exposing herself, but she was there with her cleavage out, that would be fine. But she's sitting there covered in a modest way, and the world look at her as a stain. Look at her as a stain. So we have some good conversations. But the main conversation I had today, and I thought it was odd, real odd. Real odd, but you know, Abiyah, he guides and leads everything in our life. If we believe that, if we believe that we are part of his nation, we believe we are his children, everything in our life being guided. Everything, even when we make wrong decisions. Everything. So Lydia came from behind the desk, one of the people that worked behind the front desk, and she's like, can you walk this gentleman to ER? And, okay, then she says, that he's having suicidal thoughts. He's talking about killing himself. And I'm like, oh, you want me to walk him to ER? Or you wanted one of the volunteers to walk him to ER? He having suicidal? I said, you need to call patient advocacy for that. You know, you need to call somebody who's qualified to walk this patient who's having suicidal thoughts, thinking about killing himself, down to the ER. You got to walk out the hospital because you can't walk them through the hospital. You got to walk out the hospital to walk a patient down the street. And he get halfway down, he want to go in and shoot me and himself, but obviously walk him down there. I'm thinking somebody else needs to, you need to call someone who's qualified to walk this person down there. So we walking. But before we start walking, as usual, I always pray, Abba Yah, please give me your wisdom, and especially in this case, because I don't know where this brother's mind at. He looked about my age. He had a fold-up jacket in his hand, and so I'm praying, Abba Yah, please give me your wisdom and your understanding. I asked him what's going on, sir. What's happening? First thing the brother say, I just got robbed about 2 hours ago. I got off the bus, and three brothers over next to the market, they robbed me. I'm tired of this city. They robbed me. They banged me in my chest. Three guys, they just banged me in my chest. I said, wow, I'm sorry to hear that, my brother. I lost my mother and my father in a car accident. That was my mother and father on the highway 2 weeks ago that you saw on the news. I lost both of them in the accident. And I believe his sister as well. I believe it was three people in the car. I lost all that. I just want to kill myself. Get it? So I'm still praying. I'm still walking, and I'm able. I asked him, you have faith? Yes, I believe. So, okay, thank you. I got a door that's open now, and I can walk through the door. But by the time we got to the ER, to make a long story short, prayed with the brother. He was smiling, and he thanked me. And I thank Abba Yah, because it was, I didn't think I was qualified. But who else in this world system to be qualified when Abba gave us the words of life? But if we don't talk to people, we don't open up to people, we ain't sharing what Abba Yah gives us, how are we going to do that? How are we going to give this world the words of life? Always again, book, chapter, and verse. Because literally, that man could have shot himself as we was walking down there. I don't know. But I'm giving Abba Yah all honor, all credit for that. Because I had nothing to do with that. I had nothing, truthfully, I didn't want to walk the brother down there. I wanted her to call patient advocacy or someone else or get a security guard and walk him down there. But I would say, no, you walk him down there. You got the words of life in you. That's your job, to give this world hope. As each and every person that said, that took the dip and said, I do. Everybody that said, I do. I will serve you. I will honor you. I will. That's all our job, to give this world hope. So again, the thing is open. The floor is open. If you want to talk, and again, family, if you don't have to. We still got a lesson going on. We got a lesson. We're going to finish out the Book of Wisdom. In the Book of Wisdom, and if you notice what the whole Book of Wisdom is talking about, you see why the Catholic Church and those that was in power didn't want this book in there. You see a lot of the apocryphal books, why they didn't want, because all we have been reading is, how much I love you, Israel. How much I love you, Israel. Oh, those who are living wicked, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them. But for you, Israel, I'm going to get them for you, Israel. I'm going to get them for you, Israel. Don't worry about it. Matter of fact, in the Book of Wisdom, I'm chastising you, Israel. I'm spanking you. But you know what? That little spanking I'm giving you, I'm going to tear the fur off of those nations. They did to you. They are not turning towards me. Book of Wisdom was about. And how man has devised all this wickedness in their mind to go against the Most High. That's all we've been reading about in the Book of Wisdom. Pray that we all going back after all the lessons. But go back, especially if I would give us a whole book. Go back and read that book for yourself. Take your time with it. Let Abba speak to you, especially this book, right? Because this book is talking where we are today in this world. Where we are today in this world, this book explains it all. Explains it all, written over 2,500 years ago. And it explaining what's going on with the soul of man right now. But are we believing that the word of Yah living in us? We have to believe that we are proof that there is a mighty one. And sometimes that proof is because of the things that we're going through in life. He used you. Use your life. So, think of one of the situations in the scripture about, I believe it was the blind man. Somebody called me and let me know if I'm wrong. And Yahushua healed him. He was blind. And I believe the apostles afterwards, they asked him, who sinned, Father? Who sinned? Was his mother sinned? His father sinned? What great sin did he do to be blind all these years? And Yahushua said, nobody. That he was there. He was like that. The condition that he was in, that he could not see for all these years. I'm quite sure he was over 30 years old. For all these years, for the glory of Yahweh. When we read these things, thinking in, is it taking part? Is it taking hold of us? Is it changing us? Moving toward understanding of what Abba Yah is doing with our lives. Is it changing us? Revelation is nothing. Always gave revelation. Changing. Go back out in the world and being a light to the world. Abba Yah using you on your job. Talk and minister to people day long, all week long. Are you being just like our counterpart, believing only a certain amount of people need this knowledge? Everybody can't get this knowledge. This ain't for everybody. Paths of life is for everyone. Why you think he's giving it to us? House it and keep it to ourselves? Life to everyone that you come in contact with. Someone. That's it. I do. Every day. To share the word of Yahweh. Any capacity that you can, even when there's a brother that's coming and telling you anything about the word, all you got to do, one of the brothers on the job, all you got to do is ask God, and he said he'll give it to you, anything. I said, man, you don't mean it like that, brother. Anything. I said, if so, I'm going to ask for $1 billion. I'm going to get $1 billion. If he said you want. No, it's not. He ain't talking about that. It ain't talking about any and everybody that you just jump up, ask for it. Shows mercy to thousands of those who keep his commandments, but those who don't. For anybody to jump up and just say that, but you got any and everybody speaking on behalf of Yahweh, and those that he gave his word don't want to speak on behalf of him. Housing all his knowledge of Yahweh and not pouring it into someone. Grabbing one or two people, pulling them to the side, say, that's. Abba see all this. He sees it. He sees it. And yes, some cases that our actions speaking, We're going out on the Sabbath day, that's your action. The women that you veil, if the word come about, you got to pray, and you automatic do it, that's an action. Men, you wearing your zeke, that's an action. And no thing that Abba Yah asks us is too small, because Yahushua proved that to us. He showed us that. He said, John said, I ain't got it. No, I'm not baptized at all. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. So Yahushua got baptized. He was sinless. He didn't need baptism. President, let me be one of them to get baptized. Let me be one of them. Let me not buck against the system. And yes, I'm gonna sit with the publicans and the sinners. Yes, I'm gonna sit at the bar. I'm gonna talk to them about the word of Yahweh. Well, I bend my elbows. I know someone that can pull you out of that. But Hillel, he got a job too. He has a job with the word of Yahweh. And we got comfortable in not talking the word of Yahweh. It's like coming down here into my basement. It ain't till just now when I came down here that I have this sign as I walk down the steps. The only sign is that each day is a gift. I ain't recognized that sign probably in a couple months, so 6, 7, 8 months. It ain't till the night I walked down and I looked at it and I read it and I said, oh, wow. Each day is a gift. Everybody who wakes up, each day is a gift that Abba Yah has given us. Because that day could be the day that you start the road of salvation. You talk to someone, someone asks you a question about the word. And that conversation starts. And you start to bore a hole. Do whatever they have against the word of Yahweh. You start to bore a hole in that. Make a way inside of that mind. Because Abba Yah is using it. But again, we got a lesson for you. We don't have to call in. But Rabbi is there if you want to call in. And you want to give some praise and some honor to Abba Yah. No pressure at all. All knowledge comes from Yahweh. All knowledge comes from Yahweh. The proof is in you. It's in you. Let's go to our opening scripture. We're coming out the WEBA family. Y'all know what the opening scripture is, and that is in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. He will make your path straight. My sister, Bithia sent out a scripture today and I'm going to read that because I don't know why Abba Yah gave her that, why he spoke that in her hearing today, as Brother Shabba Al would say. He spoke that. She texted. I heard this voice tell me, Jeremiah 10:1. And it says, hear the word which Yahweh speaks to you, house of Yisrael. Are we hearing the word? Is it becoming a part of us? Like our DNA, is it mingling? And if you can go and you can picture it, and you use your imagination, and all these electric currents just running through your body—that's the word of Yahweh. Whether you up or down, you're down, and you see all this electric current that's running from tingling from your toes, always come through your body, all the way to the top of your head. That's the word of Yahweh. That's what it can do for us. It can electrify us inside. Seeing it some way, somehow. Not allowing the freedom of the word to live through us. Holding the freedom of the word. And we said, no, you can't get out. How are you out of me? I was always a bashful, shy person. Everything ain't talking about me. I'm just speaking. This may be somebody's mindset. I'm a bashful, shy. But Yahweh word, that electric that runs through your body, will trigger something in you, and it will speak all that fear away. Yeah, I know, because I'm going to tell y'all a secret if y'all don't know already. Every time I do Blog Talk, I be nervous. Every time I stand in front of the congregation for the first 2 minutes, I'm nervous until I settle down and allow that spirit of Yahweh to ignite what's inside of me. And it's gone. John, there's no more there. Yahweh is using his word has electrified my body and my spirit. Jeremiah said it like this. He said, your word was like fire shut up in my bones, and I could not stop. Speak your word, Abba Yah. Joy, that I won't go and prophesy to your name no more. That your word was like fire within my bones. Couldn't hold it. Became a part of him. It was a part of his DNA. So it ignited every part, every molecule, everything, every atom in his body. It opened all his cells, and it came through. We all probably can contest. I ain't speaking no more. I ain't saying no more. I'm upset. I'm hurt right now. I'm disappointed right now. Something happened in my life, so I don't want to talk about your word no more. I don't want to do this no more. And we fight against Abba's word. We fight against the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit that's living inside of us. We fight. And guess what, family? Sometimes we win. Sometimes we win, and the word of Yahweh gets subdued. Never. Understand what I'm saying. But I know there's a person on here that I might have to give a disclaimer to. The word of Yahweh can never be subdued. We can withhold it. We don't have to allow it to come out of us. We do that. We withhold the word of Yahweh. And it is hard as that spirit is fighting to get out. We fighting it 10 times harder to keep it in. The word of Yahweh. Pity allowing that thing to ignite. 12 men ignited the world. They still talking about the men. 12 men. Sent one prophet to the nation. They still talking about them men. Yahweh had become a part of them. Story of one prophet said, hey, I wasn't the son of a prophet. I wasn't in the line of prophets. I wasn't a prophet, but the word of Yahweh came upon me and I could not stand. I had to go teach his word. I had to speak what he said to me. Speak it. I had to tell it. We take it and we ball it up and we put it inside and say, no, you can't come out of me. Work his way out. Eventually he'll leave. But he ain't going to force his way out of that. Because just like that gift was freely given to us, he wants us to freely use it. Freely use it. And just like that brother earlier today, who just went through all that tragedy, wanted to kill himself over that. But Ariyah said, no, I got somebody that's qualified that you're going to talk to going down there. And that's how we got to be for one another. We got to be warriors for one another, but even more for that world out there. That world, can y'all imagine if that was Yahushua and that brother came to, and what Yahushua would have said to him? And how many people, I know the scriptures don't talk about it, but I'm quite sure suicide was prevalent in those days as well. Apostles had to talk off the line that Yahushua had to talk life into when people were so down and so much in despair that they see no other way out, that they had to talk off the line and show them the hope of Yahweh. The hope lives in you. You are the proof that there is a mighty one. You are. You don't believe it? Come watch me. Watch how I treat people. Watch how I act. And regardless of how other people treated you, we ain't got no excuse. There's no excuse for that. I ain't going to sit there. You know what? You're right. You could be hard like that. You know? Let's do this. And then I could say, we got an excuse. Let's do this. Each of us who believe that we don't have an excuse, and if you got to do it, let's get you in the crowd. You who believe you got an excuse, let's get you in the crowd. Let that crowd spit on you. Let that crowd pull your mustache out of your chin, pull your beard off your face. Let that crowd do that after they didn't spit on you. After that, they didn't did all that. Let me take you, get some whips with chains and put some metal on it, and let them whip you. Sad that you ain't recognizable to anybody. Claws that's on there is ripping and pulling away skin from you, and flesh, hooks of flesh is coming out you. All that to you. Crown of thorns on your head. Give your vinegar to drink. Put you on the stake. Nail you to a stake. Well, so you can't breathe. Put your hands together. Put nails through it. Put your feet together. Put nails through it. Breathe. Even when you pour, it's pouring on you. You may have an excuse to not forgive them. Show them the love of Yahweh. Yahushua said, Father, forgive them. After all of that, here in our foolish minds, better than that, for how we want to treat people, and we can be angry with people how we want to be angry with people, and we don't have to forgive them if we don't want to. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And that does not mean that you show up every Shabbat, every feast day, talking about you, how you treated people, and how your spirit changed. All he went through, he still said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He is saying that I'm at that point. Pray one day I can get to that point. I pray one day that I can hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. I know life was hard for you. I know. I've been some horrible at times tests in your mind on you. I know life was hard. I know you've been through a lot. I know you lost a lot serving me. You lost friends. You lost family members. You lost a lot serving me. I know you have. But you know what? Come in. Let me show you what you gave. Let me show you. Let me just give you a glimpse of the glory that you can get. No. You may think I was being hard on you. You may think that I didn't care about you, but I did everything for your good. And don't feel like it right now. Yes, I know that demon was on you and he was riding you. He was riding you. I know he was. I know he didn't let up. I know he went and got seven more wicked than himself. I know when you looked up, it felt like 2,000 demons on you. I gave you something that you could overcome that. Gave it to you. All I was waiting for you to use it. And if you use it, when you use it, that's tagging me in the fight. And here I come to lift that burden off of you, to give you shalom, to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. How is that, Abba? Keep your mind stayed in my word, regardless of what you get, what you go to. Keep your mind stayed on me. Yeah, I know it's hard. No getting on you. They fighting you. They biting you. They doing everything. They messing with your kids. They messing with your wife, your husband, your aunts, your uncles, your family. I know everything to get to you. I know. Mind stayed on me. I promise you that. Now you go ask anybody, have I ever not kept my promise? I have always kept my promise. But what happened? We take our eyes off of him. We remove ourselves from the perfect peace. We have plenty of examples of his perfect peace in the scripture. Abraham kept his mind on Abba Yah. Abraham, I want you to go and I want you to sacrifice your son for me. You know what? Here's a backdrop to that story that a lot of times we don't think about. A lot of times we just go through, right? Okay, I have a caller. So come on in, Aki. I'll come back to that thought. I have a caller. Hello? You on if you're there. Shalom.
It's Shalom.
I can't hear you. You there? If you get a chance, call back. The lines are open until 9:30, if we be here that long. But, okay, maybe you change your mind. If you get a chance, call back. No problem. No problem. Y'all still going to talk to us. You still going to talk to us. But when he asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, right? Scripture says he can keep their mind in perfect peace, those who are stayed in him, those who keep their minds on him, right? So we think of Abraham, and we looking at Abraham, reading the story from this. Hold up, Abraham, that's your favorite son, Abraham. That's your promised son. You waited 100 years to get this son. The wife you love, and that's the backdrop that we don't look at. We don't look at the hurt that Sarah was going through. Now, and if you're a man and you love a woman, you hurt him. You don't want that woman hurting like that. Her only son, she waited 90 years. Yahweh gave her a son in her 90th year. and she got to go sacrifice that son. And the man that she loves is taking her only son, her only love, to kill him, to sacrifice. Can you imagine what Abraham had to go through in that household if that would have went through? But Abraham said, you know what? Fine, that. You want me to sacrifice this kid. But you said that he is going to have a son. And his son going to be the savior of the world. So whatever happens between here and now, I know some way, somehow, this boy going to have a son. Still deal with my wife. Go home and look her in the eye, the woman that I am in love with. That boy. Hear her sobbing for days on hand. Boy, I had to kill. Look at Abraham in a totally different way. She would have never looked at him the same way. But Abraham kept his mind on the Father. You said, Father, son, in fact, you showed me that he is going to have a son. Give me shalom in doing this. You said, my son, going to have a son. You said he's going to have the savior of the world through my boy. So I'm going to do this. That's why Abraham's mind was in perfect peace when he was doing that. What, did it hurt? Was it bothering him? 9 times out of 10, yes. You think about human nature. You got to kill that boy. But the faith Abraham had in is not that I'm killing this boy. Savior of the world. Man, you showed me a vision that my son is going to have the savior of all mankind. My son. So I'm going to go do this. And I'm going to do this wholeheartedly. Abba saw that. Stay thy hand, Abraham. I see your faith. I see that you believe in my word. You believe. But I say, you know what? Your name will be great. You're going to be great throughout the annals of time. You're going to be so great that nations going to come from you. Everybody going to want a part of you, Abraham. Everybody will want to be connected with you. Faith, you kept your mind on me. You believed what I said to you. You believed it wholeheartedly. I showed you. Believe it. Amen. Before we go to the Book of Wisdom, I've had something else for us to read. And we're going to go to Yeshayahu. We didn't read this 3 times before. But we're going to go to Yeshayahu 45. That was Isaiah 45. 4-7. Isaiah 45, verses 4-7, for those who are taking notes. For Yaakov, Israel, my chosen, I have called you by your name. I have given you a title, though you have not known me. I am Yahweh, and there is no one else besides me. There is no God. Strengthen you. No, why Abba keep saying that? Why he keep repeating that to Israel? Why he keep repeating it? So you have not. I'm doing this for you. Gotten a relationship with the Father. He's going to do for you. How much more we have gotten relationship? That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one beside me, Yahweh, and there is no one else, Israel. There's no one else who is going to save us. No one. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I am Yahweh who does all these things. Do so we could talk about it. Do you understand your life and what Abba Yah is doing with you. Don't look nowhere else. And look at you. Not your mother, not your father, not your brother. Your uncle, your sister. You, do you know what Yahweh is doing with you in your life? That life that's the only one you should be concerned with. Too many times. Concerned with someone else's life. Both have not taken place. In that mirror. And say, Abba, what are you doing with my life? I don't understand. What are you doing? Do that. Go boldly before the throne of Yahweh. Understand? Ask him. What you doing with my life? I feel like I'm in confusion all the time. Please. What are you doing? Lies. Why I feel so confused at times, all the time, Father? Well, why me? Why I got to go through this? Doing. Say that word so you can get our attention. He wanted us to listen intently. Hear, Shema, the words of Yahweh. That one more time, we're going to move on. I form the light and create darkness. I make shalom and create calamity. I am Yahweh who does all these, so we ain't got no excuse not to go before the throne of Yahweh. And not like that Pharisee who's pointing his finger at the publican, the sinner. But as that publican, as that sinner, beating that chest, not even looking up, understanding the state that you are in and who he is. Now, don't get it twisted. I ain't sitting here saying go to that throne disrespectful. You get slapped. And then don't come back to me and say, you should have had better sense than that, because you should know I'm not telling you go to that throne disrespectful. You go to that throne like that sinner did, on your knees, afar off, giving honor at all times. Anger, sending out confusion. You get that honor, because that's due at all times. Not one time is he's not due honor. Not one time. I don't care what you believe you're going through. How hard our lives get. One time that he don't deserve honor. Well, go with me, family. And this is it. This is it. But it's Ma, listen to it. And this is, remember what we talked about earlier about what it's about. How he's going to chastise those he loves, a little chastening, and how he's going to bring revenge on this world. Those who do not want his ways. We're going to finish it out, 16 all the way through 19, family, for those who are taking note. For this cause were these men worthily punished through creatures like those which they were worshipped. They worshipped and tormented through a multitude of vermin, that of which punishment you bestowing benefits on your people. On your people, you bestow benefit. But on those men that was worthy of punishment, hey, it came down. Prepared quails for food, food of rare taste to satisfy the desire of their appetite. To the end that your enemies desiring food might for the hideousness of the creatures sent among them loathe even the necessary appetite. But these your people, having for a short space suffered lack, might even partake of food of rare taste. Listen to what he said. I really don't want to read over that. I really want to slow it down. so you can hear what the word of Yahweh is saying to us. You might suffer a little bit every now and then, but Yahweh can give you something good. Like he said, you suffered them of lack. They lack something in their life, but might even partake of food of rare taste. For it was needful that upon those should come inexorable lack in their strenuous dealing, but that to these it should only be showed how their enemies were tormented. For even when terrible raging of wild beasts came upon your people, and they were perishing by the bite of crooked serpents, your wrath continued not to the uttermost. But for admiration were they troubled for a short space, having a token of salvation to put them in remembrance of the commandment of your Torah. You've been through that so you can remember the Torah. We all been through that some way, somehow, that we got a little chastening so we can remember the Torah. We got out of the way. We went to the left and to the right. But he said, I chasten those who I love, but I destroy those who don't love me. For he that turned toward it was not saved because of that which was seen, because of you, the Savior of all. Make what I see, what the scriptures say, not by sight. It's but because of you, Abba Yah, you are our Savior. Yes, and this did you persuade our enemies that you are he that delivers out of every evil. Who is our enemy, Sam? Today, who is our enemy? These unclean spirits. Yes, we have physical enemies that the unclean spirits are using. True enemies are those who are in high places. They know that they have no rule over us. But they know how to get in the little cracks that we leave open, the doors that we leave open. They know how to get in. They know when to come in. They like that little girl out there waiting in the double dutch, and they swinging the rope, whoop, whoop, and they waiting for an opening. That's them at all times. And they got in there, and they getting it. So you trip them with that rope. They are true enemies. What do scriptures say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So they know that they have no power over them. They know that. Power over them. But we allow them in. The very teeth of venomous dragons overcame. For your mercy passed by where they were and healed them. For they were bidden to put them in remembrance of your oracles, and were quickly saved, lest falling into deep forgetfulness, they should become unable to be roused by your beneficence. Listen to that. I remember reading this, but we talked about that earlier. But that's not where that thought came from. Now, y'all was speaking. But he just confirmed that right here. He confirmed it. Let me read it again. Let me start. 11. For they were bitten to be put them in remembrance of your oracles, and were quickly saved, lest falling into deep forgetfulness, they should become unable to be roused by your beneficence. In other words, I can't even. They forgot. They don't want to remember me. So unless they forget, the spirit won't even ignite them, won't even ignite inside them. Not unless they won't be roused by your beneficence, your spirit that lives in them. Because everything that they've been going through, they can't even get roused up by your spirit. For of a truth, it was neither herb nor mollifying plaster that cured them, but your word, O Yahweh, which healed all things. His word. For you have authority over life and death, and you lead down to the gate of death and lead up. Again, I know your Bible say Hades, but it's just death. That's all. But though a man may kill by his wickedness, yet the spirit that is gone, for he turns not again, neither gives release to the soul that death has received. Your hand it is not possible to escape. For ungodly men, refusing to know you, were scored in the strength of your arm, pursued with strange rains and hails and showers inexorable, and utterly consumed with fire. For what was most marvelous of all in the water was quenching of all things. The fire wrought yet more mightily, for the world fights for the righteous. I believe the brothers talked about that this past week. Rabbi was bringing stuff out like this up at the retreat. He said, the world fights for the righteous. For at one time, the flames lost its fierceness. That it might not burn up the creatures sent against the ungodly. But these themselves, as they look, might see that they were chased through the judgment of Yah. So Abba had the flame to slow down because I still got creatures going after the wicked. I also had the flame going after it. But that didn't lose its fierceness because of the creatures, because of the spirit of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh says, don't bother them. They doing my work too. All this is my judgment. All of this is my judgment. At another time, even in the midst of water, it burns above the power of fire, that it may destroy the fruit of an unrighteous land, instead whereof you gave your people angels food to eat, and bread ready to their use did you provide for them. From heaven without their toil, bread having the virtue of every pleasant savior and agreeing to everything. What? I'm gonna tell y'all some of y'all may not get it, what he just said. He said this food that he gave them, it agreed to everything. Like if it was 100 different people in the room, 100 different people tasted different ways. Whatever their taste buds enjoy, that's what he gave them. But you know what he showed me in a glimpse? With just that verse right there, in a glimpse, he showed me with that right there what he did at Pentecost with the fire coming down and Peter and them, they got on their tongue. And then men, what the men say? We hear them in our language. All these thousands of men from all over the country hearing these brothers in all different languages. What is that in that verse right there? Oh, I tell y'all, he is good to us. He said that the bread that came down from heaven agreed to every taste. He that have an ear, let him hear. Hallelujah. Spoke to that multitude and that word came down and everybody heard him in their own languages. That same word that came down and got in them brothers. He's always showing us. He's always trying to elevate us like, I got y'all, Israel. What more, what else I got to do for y'all, Israel? What else I got to do? I got y'all. Hmm. For your nature manifests your sweetness toward your children, while that bread ministering to the desire of the eater tempered itself according to every man's choice. Ah. Ooh, hallelujah. But snow and ice endured fire and melted not, that men might know that fire was destroying the fruit of the enemy, burning in the hail and flashing in the rain. And that this element, again, in order that righteous men may be nourished, has even forgotten its own power. For the creation ministering to you, its maker, strains it against the unrighteous for punishment and slackness, and in it in behalf of those who trust in you for beneficence. Therefore, at that time also, converting itself into all forms, it ministers to you, to your all-nourishing bounty, according to the desire of those who made supplication. That your sons whom you love, O Yahweh, might learn that it is not the growth of the earth fruit that nourish a man, but that your word preserve those who trust you. For that which was not mirrored by fire, when it was simply warmed by a faint sunbeam, melted away, that it might be known that we must rise before the sun to give you thanks and must plead with you at the drawing of the light. Excuse me, family. For the hope of the unfaithful will melt as the winter hoarfrost, and will flow away as water that has not use. No use. 17. For great are your judgments and hard to interpret. Undisciplined went astray. Listen, I'm going to read it again. I want you to hear. Listen to it. Are we one of them souls? Are we one of them souls? For great are your judgments and hard to interpret. Therefore, souls undisciplined went astray. Forgive me. Yes, I'm one of them. Every now and then, I get undisciplined in your word. I allow this world to take over. Forgive me. Ain't nobody exempt. All we got to be is truthful. Truthful when we standing before the judge of all creation. For when lawless men have supposed that they held a holy nation in their power, they themselves prisoners of darkness and bound in the fetters of a long night, clothes kept beneath their roofs, providence. For while they thought that they were unseen in their secret sins, They were sundered one from another by a dark curtain of forgetfulness, stricken with trouble, awe, and sore trouble by spectral form. In other words, demons is running around rampant, open. For neither did the darkness recesses that held them God fears, but sounds rushing down, rage around them, and phantoms appearing, cheerless with unseeming faces. It's coming again, fam. That darkness is coming. This time ain't going to be in just one nation. It's going to be all over the world. And we better be in Gershom. We better be where that light is, because it's coming again. Will we be able to stand when you, hey, I'm not trying to see those families. I'm not trying to see these demons running around. But I hope and pray that my sword is sharp enough and ready enough if Abba Yah say, hey, you able to stand. And I'll be ready to stand when that thing come upon this earth again. But only there appeared to them glimmering of fire, self-kindled for a fear, And in terror, they deemed the things which they saw to be worse than the sight on which they could not gaze. And they laid helpless, made the sport of magic, and a shameful rebuke of their want of understanding. For those who promised to drive away terrors and troublings from a sick soul, these were themselves sick with a ludicrous fearfulness. Those who man put their hope in, we won't be able to help them. Those and what you put in your hope in, what we put in our hope in, will not be able to help when that judgment starts going forth in fullness. They perish for very trembling, refusing even to look on the air, which could on no side be escaped. For wickedness condemned by a witness within is a coward thing, and being pressed hard by conscience always forecast the worst lot. For fear is nothing else but a surrender of the help which reason offers. Amen. And form within the heart the expectation of them being less makes of greater account the ignorance of the cause that brings the torment. But they all through the night, which was powerless indeed, and which came upon them out of recesses of powerless death, all sleeping the same sleep, now were haunted by monstrous apparitions, and now were paralyzed by their soul surrendering. For fear suddenly and unlooked for came upon them. So then every man, whoever it might be, sinking down in his place, was kept inward, shut up, that prison which was barred not with iron. For whether he was a husband or a shepherd or a laborer whose toils were in the wilderness, he was overtaken and endured that inevitable necessity. For with one chain of darkness were they all bound, whether there were a whistling wind or a melodious noise of birds among the spreading branches, or a measure of fall of water running violently, or a harsh crashing of rocks hurled down, or the swift course of animals bounding along unseen, or the voice of wild beasts harshly roaring, or an echo rebounding from the hollows of the mountains. All these paralyzed them with terror, while over them alone was spread a heavy night, an imagining of darkness that should afterward receive them, but yet heavier than darkness were they themselves. 18. But for your holy ones there were great light, and the Egyptians, hearing their voice, but seeing not them, their form counted it a happy thing that they too had suffered. Yet, for that they do not hurt them now, through wrong by them before they are thankful, and because they had been at variance with them, they made supplication to them. Whereas you did provide for your people a burning pillar of fire to be a guide for their unknown journey, and withal a kindled sun for their proud exile. For while did the Egyptians deserve to be deprived of light and imprisoned by darkness, they who had kept in close ward your sons, through whom the incorruptible light of the law was to be given to the race of men, after they had taken counsel to kill the baby of the Holy One, and when a single child had been cast forth and saved to convict them of their sins, you took away from them their multitude of children and destroyed all their army together in a mighty flood. Of that night were our fathers made aware beforehand, that having sure knowledge, they might be cheered by the oath which they have trusted. So by your people was expected salvation of the righteous and destruction of the enemy. You can truly see why they did not want these books in there. And they don't want Israel to come to who they are. They don't want that. For as you did take vengeance on their adversaries, by the same means calling us to yourself, you did glorify us. For holy children of good men offered sacrifice in secret, and with one consent they took upon themselves the covenant of the divine law, that they would partake alike in the same good things and the same pearls. The fathers already leading the skid songs of praise. But they sounded back in discord the cry of the enemy and a petition of lamentation, for children was born abroad, and servant along with master punished with a like just due, and the commoner of suffering the same as king. Yes, all the people together under one form of death had with them corpse without number, for the living were not sufficed even to bury them, since at a single stroke their noble offspring was consumed. For while they were disbelieving all things by reason of the enchantment upon the destruction of the firstborn, they confessed the people to be Yah coming against them. While all this stuff going on in this world, all this distraction, all this magic, all this foolishness, the world going to come again and say, that's his children right there. That's our children right there. Old over there, who we call the ninjas, and who we looked at and was despicable, and who we tried our best to discredit them. That's his people over there, man. Ain't no doubt about it. That's his people. It's coming again. And we're not saying that anybody is excluded. No. There's nobody excluded as long as you come the way of Israel. As long as you come the prescribed way that he has given Israel. Yes, or I mean no, you cannot come no any other way. You have to come the way that he has given Israel, so you can become a part of Israel. Not that you'll be on the outside looking in, you will become a part of Israel, natural born or unnatural born. For while peaceful silence enwrapped all things, and night in her own swiftness was in mid-course, your all-powerful word leaped from heaven, out of the royal throne, a stern warrior into the midst of the doomed land. He's coming again. He's coming again. That all-powerful word coming again, family. Coming again. And he's going to make you a warrior. In fact, you're in the process of becoming a warrior. You're in the process of becoming like the scripture talks about in Ezekiel 37, the dry bones. And he said when they stood up on their feet that they was an exceedingly great army. So we're in the process of becoming that stern warrior along with the master Yahushua HaMashiach. Your all-powerful word leaped from heaven out of the royal throne, a stern warrior into the midst of the doomed land. He's coming again, bearing a sharp sword, your unfriend's commandment, and standing, it filled all things with death. And while it touched the heaven, it trod upon the earth. That is his commandment that touched the heaven, from the top of the heaven to the bottom. Your unfriend's commandment. That's what he brought. See, the world don't understand when he's coming back. He's coming back, and you're going to be made to keep the Torah. He's bringing a command, his commandments back, getting through the tulip, as Rabbi would say. He's bringing order to this world, and the only way this world will ever get order is through his Torah. He got to make man do that. Bearing as a sharp sword, as I like that, as a sharp sword, your unfriend's commandment and standing, it filled all things with death. And while it touched the heaven, it trod it upon the earth. Then, full with apparitions and dreams, terribly troubled them, and fears came upon them unlooked. And each one grown here half dead, another there made manifest wherefore he was dying. For the dreams protruding them did foreshow this, that they might not perish without knowing why they were afflicted. You gonna know why you getting chastened. You gonna know why you getting judged. You know why? He's just, he's not an unjust mighty one. Like I said earlier, you can go ask him why you feeling in confusion. Why you feel this way? You being chastened. You can go ask why. What's going on, Abbott? What happened? Is this for your glory? Or did I do something? So there's only one or two ways we read or talked about it earlier. Yahushua, they asked him, who sinned? Yahushua said, no one. It's for the glory of Yahweh. Now, thank you. Are we going to accept it? That it is for his glory. That's the thing. Can we accept going through what we go through for his glory? Or do it have to be a reason that he sent us through something? Do we always have to do something for to be getting chased? It just can't be for his glory. That's personal, though. That's for all of us. That's a personal thing. We all got to answer that question. Can I accept this, what I'm going through, for the glory of Yahweh? That's personal. Let me read that again. For the dreams protruding them did foreshow this, that they might not perish without knowing why they were afflicted. But it befell the righteous also to make trial of death, and a multitude were stricken in the wilderness. Howbeit, the wrath endured not for long. He finished the door. Hey, it still hit the righteous too now. Stepped out of line, I am chasing him. For a blameless man hurried to be their champion, bringing the weapon of his own ministry, even prayer and the propitiation of incense. He withstood the indignation and set an end to the calamity, showing that he was your servant. He's talking about Moshe. He's talking about when Moshe went and interceded on behalf of the people, when Abba was allowing the fiery serpent to go through there and kill the people. And Moshe went and he interceded on behalf of the people. How many times we doing that for one another? But we in our own failings, thinking this, that, and the other. Now I just want to see, are we interceding for one another? And he overcame the anger, not by strength of body, not by efficiency of weapons, but by word did he subdue the minister of punishment, by bringing to remembrance oath and covenant, and made with the listen how Moshe interceded on behalf of the Father. He said, can y'all still hear me? That earbud went out. I got to get the other one. Hold on for a second. Hopefully the other one kicked in. Hopefully the other one. He said, the minister of punishment that he subdued. So we can turn Abba's wrath, but we got to be correct when we go back. He got to see that you're loving the people. You have love for the people, and you going on behalf of the people, praying, Todaaki, that you ain't going for some selfish reasons. You going on behalf of the people. And you asking Abba to repent of that judgment that he is pulling out. We can do that. Love the people. And the people know when you love them or not. 20 years, and they will be able to tell you if you are sincere in how you treat them. Tell you if you're sincere in how you treat them. I'm looking for someone who's sincere, loving the people, to exchange their life for theirs. And you know what? When the people see that, they will lay their lives down for you. You, they will lay their lives down for. Even the mentally challenged. But you know what? And not digging myself up, just giving stories. They would not allow anyone else to come at me wrong. You better not. They going to get you. They know who loved them. They know it. People know who is generally loving them. And they know when you're full of harash. But when the dead were already falling in heaps, one upon another, standing between he stopped the advancing wrath and cut off the way to the living. Amen? Moses did that. For upon his long high priestly robe was the whole world, and the glory of the fathers were upon the graving of the four rows of precious stones, and your majesty was upon the diadem of his head. To these the destroyer gave place, and these the people feared, for it was enough only to make trial of the wrath. Hallelujah. 19, last chapter, family. But upon the ungodly there came to the end indignation without mercy, for their future also Yahweh fullness. Talking about this too. I believe Rabbi talked about this about with Pharaoh's predestined to die. Right? No, Abba knew that future. He's talking about Israel right here when he's talking about the whole story we were just reading. That's about those wicked ones that eventually die. Abba knew, you know what? You ain't going to change in your heart. I gave you plenty of space and time, but if I give you 100 years, you still ain't going to change. That's how he knows. That's how he said, and the scripture says, and he hardens Pharaoh's heart. No, he just allowed Pharaoh to be who he is because he knew his heart. He knew that the brother would not change regardless of what just took place. You would think that that man would have been on his hands and knees praising the Most High. But he didn't. That's why in Babylon, Yahweh called, I forgot which one, he was Babylon and Medes and Persia. He called him his servant. It was wild. Because when Daniel went in there, the lions did. He knew and he gave honor and praise to Abba. When the Hebrew boys, he gave honor and praise to Abba. His heart wasn't hard like Pharaoh's. So Abba called him his servant. How that having changed their minds, he let your people go, and having speeded them eagerly on their way, they would repent themselves and pursue them. I knew it. I knew they was coming after y'all. But I had that all planned. For while they were yet in the midst of their mourning and making lamentations at the graves of the dead, they drew upon themselves another council of folly, excuse me, and pursued as fugitives those who were with treaties that they had cast out. For the doom which they deserved was drawing them to this end, and it made them forget the things that had befallen them, that they might fill up the punishment which was yet lacking to their torment, and that your people might journey on by a marvelous road, but they themselves might find a strange death. For the whole creation, each part in several kinds was fashioned again anew, ministering to your several commandments, that your service might be guarded free from hurt. Then the cloud that shadowed the camp was seen, and dry land rising up out of what was before water, out of the Red Sea, an unhindering highway, and a grassy plain out of the violent surge, by which they passed over with all their army. These that were covered with your hand, having seen strange marvels. For like horses, they roamed at large, and they skipped about like lambs, praising you, O Yahweh, who was their deliverer. For they still remembered the things that came to pass in the time of their sojourning, how that instead of bearing cattle, the land brought forth life. And instead of fish, the river cast up a multitude of frogs. But afterwards, they saw also a new race of birds. When led on by desire, they asked for luxurious dainties. For to solace them, they came up, came the punishment, not without the tokens that were given beforehand by the force of the thunder. For justly did they suffer through their own wickedness. For grievous indeed was the hatred which they practiced toward death. For whereas the men of Sodom received not the strangers when they camped among them, the Egyptians made slaves of death who were their benefactors. And not only so, but Yah will visit their men of Sodom after another sort, since they received as enemies those who were aliens. Whereas these first welcomed to fake the feasting, then afflicted with dreadful toil, them that had already shared with them in the same rite. And moreover, they were stricken with loss of sight, even as were those other at the righteous men's door. When being compassed about with yearning darkness, they sought everyone to pass it through his own door. For as the notes of a lute varied the character of the rhythm, even so did the elements changing their order, one with another, continuing always the same, each in its several sounds. As many clearly be divined from the sight of things, that for creatures of dry land were turned into creatures of the waters, and creatures that swim trod new upon the earth. Fire kept mastery of its own power in the midst of water, and water forgot its quenching nature. Contrarywise, flames wasted not the flesh of perishable creatures that walked among them. Neither melted they the ice like grains of ambrosia, food that were of nature apt to melt. For in all things, O Yahweh, you did magnify your people, and you did glorify them, and not lightly regard them, standing by their side in every time and place. Love that. Love how it is. In every time and place, Israel, Abba is there. It's us that's moving away from his hand. It's us in time that not allowing his hand to move upon us, to do what it's supposed to do and always protect us. But again, some punishment is for our own doing, for the glory of Yahweh. It's up to us to understand which is happening to us. We can ask that. We can ask, why am I going through this? For your glory, Father, or for me to understand? Even so, if it's for his glory, you still gonna get a lesson out of it. But that's how he is. That's how great he is. He's not gonna let us go through something without giving us understanding of a thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is the end of my blog talk, family. Let me end in or not let somebody want to call. We still open. We still got time. If not, we're going to close it on out there. You want to call in? You're more than welcome. You got something to say glorious and wonderful about the Father? Come on and talk. You going through something? Come on and talk. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Abba Yah, once again, I want to thank you for your Shabbat. I want to thank you for keeping us, Father. Father Yah, the words that you spoke tonight, Father, let it go upon fertile ground, Abba Yah. Remove the stony places in our hearts, Father. Remove the hardness, Father. Remove the stubbornness that's in us, Father. Allow your word to take root, Father. Allow it to come through us freely, Abba Yah. Let it be the joy once again in our lives, Father. Let it be that thing to ignite our spirits, Father, that we want to share it with the world, Father. Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Shabbat shalom, Israel. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I made a promise, can't nobody take it. I chose to put you above all the nations. Out of your graves, I chose to awaken. We made a covenant, don't you forsake it. Come get protected while they going crazy. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. Israel, my firstborn, my baby. I woke you up in your land of captivity. I do not change, I want you to remember me. Laws and commandments, I gave you the remedy. Go read the testimonies for your memory. I sent them prophets, but you wasn't hearing me. I come to you if you really come near to me. I heard your cry, now it's time to say it. I don't know what got you from all of your enemies. Who you know open the sea? Them waters was bitter, but I made it sweet. Case you ain't know how to swim, I'm your protector, so I made you walk on your feet. This a reminder you married to me. I just want you to be all I called you to be. They called you niggas, but I made you priests. I'm about to give you back everything. I'm sending plagues for you. I'm sending boils, drying up rivers. I leave them dead for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. Tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You heard what I said for you. For you. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home, Israel. I'm the reason you in captivity. We made a covenant, you ain't remember me. You broke the covenant, I sent to enemies. Get out my land since you wasn't fearing me. I'm the reason they put you in chains. I'm the reason they switched up your name. I'm the reason why you in the hood. I'm the reason of all your pain. I'm sending fluids fast daily. Think I don't love you. Y'all my babies, gave my son. Must be crazy. Come out that system, come out of that lady. They got that military, it would not phase me. It would not move me, it would not graze me. Remember Egypt, I did all that for my people. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. You only ever know. Y'all the main ones I'm watching on my throne. Created everything, but I called you my own. That land I gave you, put my name on it, my home. Yeah, that's my home. Israel.